أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى. Guys, before this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on some important matters. One was to make sabr, endurance, salat, and not to turn his gaze towards the material things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to others, because those are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is the next command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your ahl, command your family to perform salat. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and remain steadfast and firm upon it. Usually we will find that first the command comes to a person that you perform salat, and thereafter command your family to perform salat. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that first you command your family to perform salat and you yourself remain firm and steadfast in it. Some ulama have explained the wisdom in this, and that is that first create the environment, the mahal of salat in your home, and when the mahal and the environment is right, then the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes easier. We are in the masjid, the environment is of salat, so it is very easy for a person to perform salat. But if a person goes to some other environment, it becomes difficult for one to perform salat. And this is one of the wisdoms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that command your family to perform salat and you yourself remain steadfast in it. There was no question about Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam wa na'udhu billah not performing salat. There was no question about the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not performing salat. But this is a reinforcement to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the command goes to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He himself, after the revelation of this ayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go to the house of Hazrat Fatima and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma at the time of Fajr, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sometimes go at the time of Tahajjud, and he would say, As-salah, as-salah, and he will get them up for salat. We will find Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would get up for his tahajjud salat, he would also get his family up. Urwa ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala rahmatullah alayhi, when he would go into the marketplace, and when he would find abundance of material wealth, and he would see much of material wealth, immediately he used to hasten to his house, and then he would observe this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by telling his family, you people also perform salat and I will also read salat. The ayat before this, la tamuddanna aynayk, that do not stretch your eye, do not turn your eye to the material things we had given others. So that ayat and this ayat together, that when he would see the material things of this world, then he would implement the commands of both these ayats in his life. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la nas'aluka rizqa, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not ask you for sustenance. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ, the reality is this, that we sustain you. And that is why we will find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning plus minus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon his servants that free your time for my ibadat. If you free your time for my ibadat, then I will make your sustenance and I will make your rozi easy. In other words, one doesn't have to toil much in order to acquire one's material wealth and the wealth that is required to live in this material world. And of course, if one does not free himself for the ibadat of Allah, but one continues toiling for the material wealth of this world, then the announcement is made that I will make it all the more difficult for you. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the correlation between the ibadat of Allah and the acquisition of our rizq and our sustenance. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that by us making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going to pay back Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit. We employ people in our employment, and there is one ulterior motive that they must earn for us. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the opposite, that you are my banda, you are my servants, and I will continue sustaining you, And whether you observe my commandments or whether you don't observe my commandments, that sustenance will come from me directly to you. وَلَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ultimate is for taqwa, for those who have the quality of taqwa, the quality of the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last few ayats of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that disbelieved in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They did not want to accept this Qur'an Kareem, and they raised several objections, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا يَأْتِينَا بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّ. They say that why did a sign did not come from the Rabb, from the Rabb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to us. In other words, we had asked him for several signs of his nubuwat. It was as though they couldn't see the signs of nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Apparently the ayah seems to be speaking about those who were from the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مَا فِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَىٰ. That did not the bayyina, the clear signs, come in the scriptures of the first. In other words, the scriptures that had come before the Qur'an Kareem. And what is the bayyina there? The bayyina is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, that the descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeared in the kitabs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those prophecies were very clear in the kitabs. They have read the kitabs, they have examined it, they have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Are those not clear signs for them with regards to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Why do they ask for other signs with regards to the nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah Rabbul Izzat thereafter speaks about one very great compassion and kindness about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِ. That if we had destroyed them because of a punishment before the coming of all the kitabs, before the coming of the Nabis of the past, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent warners, لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. They would have said on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, why did you not send a Rasul to us? فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ. If you send the Rasul to us, then we would have followed your verses, we would have followed your commandments. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَذِلَّ وَنَخْسَى. Before we were humiliated and degraded, we should have done that. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first in every community send down the Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down the Kitab in the deen of Islam. Allah didn't only send Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala didn't only send the Kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the greatest band of people on the earth, the Sahaba ikiram ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that this deen was completed by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they showed the full and the complete deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. So there is absolutely no excuse tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Rabbul Izzat in the last ayah of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قُلْ كُلُّمْ مُتَرَبِّسٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everyone is waiting, everyone will wait for the end result on the day of Qiyamah. So فَتَرَبَّصُوا, you also wait, that here the Qur'an is in your midst, the Nabi is in your midst, but yet you do not want to accept the Nabi, you want to ask for things that are not necessary at this particular time, and yet you think that you are on the straight path. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ وَمَنْ اِهْتَدَىٰ. Then you will come to know who are the people of the straight path and who are the people that had been guided. In other words, there on the day of Qiyamah, the reality will come, and the reality will be striking upon every individual. Like the poet says, that when the dust settles, you will come to know whether you are riding a donkey or a horse. You will come to know whether you are on the straight path or not on the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.